Good afternoon. My talk is going to be relatively simple. It's looking at the impact of technology in reaching African-American women with breast cancer messages. And I have no financial interests or conflicts with this project. I am not receiving any finances or any financial gain from any proprietary companies in presentation of this project. I do want to acknowledge my colleague, Stephen Logwood, because he is not necessarily a researcher, but he is on his way. He just recently was funded by the Small Business NIH section in delivering some of his work. But he's pretty much a musician, and his goal is to be able to translate his music into health educational messages. And so that's how the two of us connected. I'm interested in breast cancer awareness and how to get those messages out to African American women, which you'll see now why this topic is titled The Impact of Technology. Just a few comments, introductory comments. One of the things that we know is that timely mammogram screenings could prevent 15 to 30% of all deaths from breast cancer in women 40 years and older. And cancer mortality rates are nearly 50% higher among urban African American women than rural white women. That I see is a social injustice. Women living in Georgia, urban counties are at greater risk for developing breast cancer than are women living in rural counties. And then we also know that white women living in the metropolitan Atlanta area have the highest breast cancer incident rate in Georgia. And then cancer mortality rates are nearly 50% higher among urban black women than among rural white women. Just to update you on some recent trends, some of you, if you're working in the breast cancer area, you already know about these trends. But one of the things that you need to know, in case you don't, is that white women age 50 and older continue to have an overall increased incidence of breast cancer. And recent trends are stable for African American women age 50 and older, and white women under age 50 years. And then there's an incident is decreasing for African American women under age 50 years. And for women age 35 and younger, there are still some issues associated with high incidence of breast cancer. In relation to mortality, and again, we see that among all races and ages, breast cancer mortality rates declined at an average rate of 2.3% per year between 1990 and 2002. Well, people believe that the trend reflects progress in both early detection and treatment, and we all know a lot of women came off of hormonal replacement therapy, so there are some thoughts about that impacting these data. However, again, this injustice of death rates in African American women remain 37% higher than whites, despite the lower incidence rates. And although approximately 70% of women age 40 years and older report having had a mammogram in the last 2 years, this still varies. And the people who are still losing the battle are low levels of education, people with low literacy levels, women without health insurance, and recent immigrants. So these are some of the target populations that I tend to focus on. Just to let you know, the continued efforts, I believe this, are needed to reach African American with breast cancer messages to improve their mammography rates. And one way to improve mammography rates in African American women and determine if they are participating in cancer screening services is to evaluate new technologies for patient education. And one of the things that we already know, there's a plethora of research out there that tells us that those community-based programs that go out and deliver those breast health messages to women, we know they are working. The problem with them is that they are expensive. They are like episodic, like a one-time shot. When the funding is over, the program goes. They're not portable. And so me and my colleague are looking at what other kinds of technologies can we find out there that may be just a little bit more user-friendly, what I call literacy-friendly, also a little bit more portable, and something that will be enjoyable for the participants. So effective communication is essential in achieving positive health outcomes, and that should be outcomes, not incomes, in mammography use. And more and more individuals that we know are using the internet and other multimedia. In fact, you will be surprised, the fastest growing group in using the internet, what do you think it is? Since we got a small group, what do you think, who's the fastest group that's using the internet now to access information, any kind of information? Who would you think it is? 18 to 24. Yeah, most people would think it's age 24. Guess what? It's those people 55 years and older. And guess what they're looking for? Health information, right, right, absolutely. So these are the recent data that most people think that the younger people are the ones who are on the internet, and they are, but we got a whole group of elderly people who are now accessing the internet for health information. And that in itself conveys two things. First of all, there's not enough information out there, or they're not getting some type of information that they might be looking for, maybe from their doctor's office or wherever, but the other side of it is that they see another avenue to access information. So the purpose of this study was just to determine African-American women's experiences with receiving breast health messages, just using various technologies, such as videotapes, internet, and of course we looked at some traditional educational methods. And the ultimate goal was to obtain information that we can use just to develop intervention strategies. In fact, our next project is to develop a community clinical trials to look at comparing different groups and using different technologies. And so the research questions that we asked, what technologies and experiences guide African American women in their decision making to seek mammography screening, and then which technological strategy is most effective at increasing mammography use in this target population. So we use focus group data, and we also use the demographic questionnaire that we both composed. And we use content analysis for the focus group data and descriptive statistics to look at the demographic. We had 17 participants and two focus groups. The focus groups lasted about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and we had them 1 week apart, and they were both led by myself and a research assistant. Here are the results. African American women, the ages 40 to 71 years of age. The educational level was sixth grade to high school, which 64%. We had 24% with 2 to 4 years of college, and 12% actually had 4 years of college. Income ranged from $12,000 to $70,000. And we also asked the question, do you have health insurance? Because we wanted to know that. And this was encouraging, 59%. But as you can see, 41%, our suspect is the one with no response, probably was not clear when we said health insurance. We suspected that she might have been receiving Medicaid. So, but we're not quite sure about that. But anyway, we still got 41% that's not sure about health insurance. So that's not wonderful, but it's not as bad as you might think. In terms of mammography use, 71% indicated that they have had a mammogram within the past year. 24% said that they had not had one, but they were planning to get one. And again, we had this one individual who did not respond. We also asked if they had a computer, because again, we're interested in those non-traditional technologies. And so, interested enough, 82% had a computer, with only 3 saying that they did not. So here are some of the questions that we asked. The first question we asked is, how did you learn about mammograms and breast cancer information? And we gave them permission to circle as many choices as they wanted. And the numbers that came up the highest, which is no surprise, which I think Sarah found similar kinds of things in her study when she indicated, like, communication with the provider is key. We still got a lot of groups relying on the doctor for information. So 71% of these women said that they learned about breast cancer awareness and mammography from their doctor. And then 59% said a TV program, 47% said a friend or relative, and then 41% said radio announcements. Then we turn around and ask the same question again, and it says, how do you prefer to learn about mammograms and breast cancer information? As you can see, not much change, but look what did change. So it tells me that the women, this cancer education brochures and pamphlets this time, got 65% of their attention, with TV program and doctor and a friend or relative also ranking as high. But I was struck by the fact that they prefer cancer education brochures and pamphlets, knowing how high literate some of those brochures and pamphlets are. But what I concluded from this is that they want that expert knowledge, just like the doctor. They want the expert knowledge is what I took away from this. Also, of course, we wanted to know primarily about technology. So we asked them of the following, how do you prefer to learn about mammograms and breast cancer information? And as you know, we removed all of the information that related to traditional kinds of things, and we left everything that we thought of was technology, television, radio, videotapes, internet, computer discs, and DVDs. And if you notice, the top choices for them were television, radio, and videotapes. But we were encouraged because 47% said that they would listen to music, 41% said they would use the internet, and the other 41% said that they would use a DVD. So that's encouraging. What it tells me is that looking at the age category of this group, that they may not be in touch to some of the newer technologies. And if you notice, we didn't put anything on there about iPods, cell phone, Texan, and that was purposely done because we believe that that's more of a younger generation, and so we did not purposely put that on there. We thought maybe somebody would write it in, but nobody did. So in terms of the research questions, basically, we asked what technologies and experiences would guide your decision, and most of them really wanted to know where to go for information, and they believe that if you want to have information about breast cancer, that it's out there and they could find it. So I won't go, in the interest of time, I won't go through some of those comments that they made, but I'll just read you the first one, that Diane states that most of the time women don't have the time to go to get their mammograms, but most of us want to know about where to go. And so I thought this was pretty much true throughout the focus group. And then in terms of the second question, which technological strategy is most effective, they really thought television and radio were the predominant media for reaching a lot of people, and because they could reach a lot of people at the same time. And again, in the interest of time, I won't read some of these comments, but I will read you the first one, which Mary says, most women watch television and radio to get health information and other types of information, but I think television and radio are the best for learning about mammograms and breast cancer information. So conclusions, I believe that African-American women can identify their preferences for learning about mammography screening and breast cancer education. They prefer their doctor, family, friends, television, and radio to learn about these messages. And other various technologies preferred, television, radio, and viewing tapes were the major choices. And then just implications for nursing practice. I just think we need more research to examine different technologies, because the name of the game today, I would thought many people would have chosen CDs and music, and see, here's my bias with African Americans. And that's because with the CD, we know that if you put that in, it's portable, you can take it around with you, you can play it when you want to, so it has a lot of, and so does the internet, it has a lot of strengths. But I think this generation, this population of people with their age are not quite there, but there may be some kinds of things that we can design, especially for the doctor offices and some of these clinics, since this group, older group centers, seem to still rely on physicians and healthcare providers for their source of information. Thank you very much.